there, awesome people. How are you guys doing? So this is here Vibro from Tech Arena, and today in this podcast we will be discussing about Qualcomm and MediaTek processor, what they have upon their sleeves in 2022. But before that, if you're listening us for the first time, no matter which platform you're listening to, we are available in Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts as well. Along with that, do subscribe to our newsletter in www.arenaoftech.com. Along with that, also don't forget to subscribe on our official YouTube channel, which is Nothing But Tech Week, in which we discuss about hardware as well as software tips and tricks, troubleshooting, stuff like that. So make sure you subscribe to that channel. But today in this podcast, we are going to be just taking a look at what all the latest and the greatest Qualcomm and MediaTek has to offer. But let me ask you a simple question. What would be your ideal processor for 2022? Will it be Qualcomm? Will it be MediaTek? Or will it be Apple's own Bionic chip, which is just for another podcast? But in this podcast, we'll be just comparing Qualcomm versus MediaTek. Now, answer me, or just think, which one was your daily companion in 2021? All right? Well, these manufacturers basically have come a really long way, right? We have heard a lot of things about them. And also, they are constantly developing newer and better chipset, conquering the latest generation network bands, and most importantly, bringing a daily companion. And also, there was a time, not long back, when Snapdragon was the only preferred chipset for smartphones, whereas MediaTek was just commonly found in really extremely budget devices. I won't say they are budget devices, but I would say they were affordable devices, this MediaTek processor. And talking about me, when I was young, I've heard that there were so many phones that came with MediaTek processor, which were fine, but when you were gaming or doing some extreme tasks, the processor would get really hot, and also they were not efficient. The battery would die in just, you know, matter of a few hours, and they were just not good. You know, the performance wasn't that good. But now times have changed. You know, both the firms are parallel climbing for the top while providing us with better and newer, more reliable hardware. And 5G is the next stop, and there's a lot of options to choose from. And basically, there are two flagship processors that we know, MediaTek and Qualcomm. Whereas right now, on the latest version of Qualcomm processor that we have is the Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. And from MediaTek, we have the Dimensity 9000 processor. The Dimensity 9000 is also said to be the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 killer. The statement here is really, really big. The Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 killer, well, we'll see that in future. But talking about the main reason why MediaTek Dimensity 9000 is said to be the killer of Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 is because of the higher clock speed and better single and multi-core processor test results. But synthetic benchmark shows that Dimensity 9000 is around 3 to 5% better than that of Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. And talking about the both architecture, the both of them are 4-nanometer processors. So yeah, they will be very good in battery department as also efficiency. Now the question arises here, will you prefer the MediaTek SoC over the most preferred Qualcomm Snapdragon? Well, the answer is not really simple. Well, it depends upon you, which one you like. If you want to give chance to MediaTek, or if you want to just take a look at how it runs, you can go ahead and take a look at it. But if you ask me, there are other factors like optimization of the software or the developer of the application that they are optimizing for. One processor might be different than the other. So basically it depends on the developer of the software, as well as the Android OS, how the kernel, as well as the other parts of the OS have a conversation with the processor and does everything in just much efficient way possible. So that thing we will see in coming future and in coming time. The Dimensity 9000 supports LPDDR5X RAM, which is the latest one, and also it runs at 3,750 megahertz frequency, which is greater than that of the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 with 3,200 megahertz frequency support. Now you might think, what are these frequencies and stuff like that? Well, basically these frequencies are the speed in which the RAM operates. When more the frequency, the more is the performance in theory. But also, like I said, it depends upon the developer, the optimization and stuff like that. So yeah, but on the paper, if you just take a look at, then Dimensity 9000 supports better RAM at 3,750 megahertz frequency, whereas on Snapdragon 8 Gen 1, it supports 3,200 megahertz frequency. And Dimensity 9000 also supports the latest Bluetooth 5.3, whereas Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 supports Bluetooth 5.2. So there is also a clear winner in connectivity department, whereas, you know, 5.3, 5.2, there is not much difference in the Bluetooth technology, but hey, Dimensity has a newer one, so even I would go for Dimensity 9000. Now, which processor is good for gaming? Well, Qualcomm Snapdragon wins here, as it most preferred by game developers, and almost all games are primarily optimized for Snapdragon, which could mean better gaming performance than its rival. But even this is not really 100% sure, because we don't know what the other developers might be doing, because Dimensity 9000 is not a really bad processor either. It has a higher capability to run the games at higher performance. We'll just have to take a look at how the overall scenario is after the game developers develops the game for Dimensity 9000. Now, which one is the most efficient? The MediaTek turned out to be more efficient here, as well as power pack, than its Snapdragon rival. But talking about the main thing that you must be thinking, like, which one is better, which is not, like, should we not accept MediaTek because of its past? But, you know, it's a human thing. We used to judge things based on its past, but not here. I think we should give everything a second chance. Let it be a person, let it be a technological thing. I'm not a relationship expert here. I'm nothing like that, but still, we should give everything and everyone a second chance. And that's where we have the Dimensity 9000. And the choice is clear and a record is made only to be broken. But both of the farms are competing neck on neck for a slight better performance. Well, that's what it is right now, because as we saw already on pen and paper, the Dimensity 9000 by MediaTek is a bit powerful, like 3 to 5% better in synthetic benchmark in comparison to the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. But there is no a clear winner in between both of them. Both of them are great processors, flagship processors, and you won't have to think twice before buying one or the other. Both of them are great. There's only minor advantages from one to other, but this is not a major one. So it depends upon you which one you can afford or which one you want to buy. And based on that, you can just get the performance out of them. But talking about me personally, I would go for, I don't know. It depends on when the device is available and the performance or the processor that it has. I don't have much opinion or much things to look at between the Dimensity and the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. Both of them are great, like I saw, like you heard. And yeah, I would just get whatever I want if my pocket has some money, because I'm broke. Keeping all the lame jokes aside, thank you for listening to the podcast of Tech Arena. If the first time you're listening, do follow us on Spotify as well as Google Podcasts, as well as on Apple Podcasts. We are available in 3 of the major platforms, so make sure you follow us. And also, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter in www.arenaoftech.com. Along with that, don't forget to subscribe on our official YouTube channel, which is Tech Week, where we talk about hardware as well as software, tips and tricks, and troubleshooting different problems. Well, that's pretty much it. This is Vibro signing out, and thank you for listening to Tech Arena again. And yeah, have a great day, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Thank you.